playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. It's Matty Garwood, and you think of family bands like the Von Trapps and the Swiss Villagers, but maybe dropping down into South Australia because Good For A Girl is the new one from Jermaine, and we are catching up with Georgia right now. George, thanks for spending some time here on Ausmade.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Matty. It's great to be here.
Now, do you want to make the rest of the country jealous and say what we've been up to this morning?
Yeah, no, it's very lucky we can head out and about in South Australia. So I'm down at the beach this morning and had a bit of a surf, so I can't complain.
And how long have you been surfing for? Is this another one of your passions or just a bit of a hobby? Or?
Oh, we used to do it all the time as kids. My sister Clara, who drums in our band, used to teach surfing, actually. So she's pretty good. I'm hopeless, but I'm just trying to, you know, get back into it while we're home. I'm like, well, might as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you girls all with each other at the moment?
We all live very close together.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we're all very lucky to be close. It's been nice to actually have some time with all the family as well, mum and dad too, so it's been good.
And you guys are going from strength to strength. Good For A Girl is the brand new one. How did it come about for the three of you?
So this was one we sort of brewed up during one of the lockdowns. We're all living together and just sort of jamming around in the studio. You know, we've been touring for a long time on and off, and when COVID happened, we've had some, you know, more freedom to create, and we made this one in our home recording studio, and we wanted to write a song from personal experiences. And for us, I guess we were thinking about times that we've been playing music as a little girl band, particularly in the early days. It'd rock up to like a sound check, and sometimes, you know, you get sort of strange looks from the sound guys or just things like that, where you have to sort of tackle these stereotypes of being women in the industry or just being a girl band. I think we sort of play all our own instruments, and it's just sort of been really normal for us, but I guess we've sort of found sometimes it was just sort of getting treated a bit differently being girls, or, you know, not expecting to be as good as we were or as we are. And so I think we wanted to sort of write something that, you know, not just female bands to relate to, but just women in their industries.
And how about music for the three of you? Was it something that you were brought up with? Did your parents make you? Did you have to go to like keyboard and guitar lessons, or what was the
keyboard? No, our dad played in like a New Orleans rhythm and blues sort of style band. Cool. He plays the trumpet, and so he just like had a massive passion for music, and so we used to go to his shows as kids, and we just like loved the energy. It was really like upbeat vibes, and I think we just so much enjoyed going to his shows. You know, we had musical instruments laying around the house. We sort of picked up our own instruments, and here we are.
And with Jermaine, the three sisters that you are, do you ever have any like sistery moments where you just wish that you weren't, you know? Oh, do you ever have those moments, those family moments?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I think particularly when we were touring together and we, you know, sort of stuck in each other's space constantly. The first year or two of touring was really difficult because we were still treating each other like siblings do. And I think when we did it for a bit longer, it was like, oh no, we're in a business together and we've got to treat each other a bit more respectful. But we always know which buttons not to push, so it depends what mood everyone's in. But I think it's definitely more so got its positives because you've got each other's backs at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, we love it how you're just going for it with your music as well, though, particularly with the last one, Good For A Girl. What else can we expect from Jermaine as we come through this weird 2021 that we're still all in?
You know, we've been working on lots of stuff at home. It's so nice having the home studio, and even if it has been lockdowns, we can just sort of keep on working, which has been great. So we have got a bunch more songs that we've been brewing, so we're looking forward to releasing some more stuff probably towards the end of this year and definitely next year. So we're playing at a festival on the Eyre Peninsula at the end of this month in Cleve. Come down and say hi, that'll be great.
Awesome.
And I think Killing Heidi are headlining, so
sick, with Ella Hooper. Fantastic.
Yeah, so it should be good.
Oh, that sounds like a good show, and hopefully you can get some more shows going as people start to reach targets and all of that political talk and stuff too, hey?
Yeah, fingers crossed. We'll just keep on rolling with it.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, we are going to roll out Good For A Girl right now. George from Jermaine, great to have a chat to you. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Oh, thank you. This is our track, Good For A Girl. Enjoy.